This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ar-Rahman. We see that this name, we say in Surah Fatiha, we say it during our Salah, is something that every single Muslim has asked for, is something that you hear on a regular basis, that, oh Allah, have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, you are the most compassionate. Oh Allah, you are the all merciful. And you hear this, Rahman, Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahman. This name simply means the most compassionate. Allah being the most compassionate. Rahman is like when you say it for Allah. So for example, in the human beings, when you say Rahma, is referring to the tenderness of the heart. But and when it's referring to Allah, it's Ar-Rahman, that Allah is telling you that I am Ar-Rahman, meaning He's turning all the ummah's eyes upon Him, saying that no one else is merciful like me. I am one, I am the only Allah, I am the only Rahman. If you want someone to have mercy upon you, it will be me. If you want your blessings to, if you want blessings upon you, it shall be me who gives it to you. So, because Allah is the most compassionate. Now this name can be used, the Shaykh here mentions, to get rid of the darkness of the heart. Now we ask ourselves, what do you mean by darkness of the heart, right? You say to yourself, what do you mean by darkness of the heart? Darkness of the heart meaning that if something is dark within your heart, you cannot let go of a sin. You know the inner darkest secrets of your heart, as they say. How to get rid of this, how to overcome this? And it says here, supplication, as in reading over and over again, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, as many times as you can throughout the day. Hopefully this will invite Allah to shower His blessings upon you. Allah will be compassionate towards you, and this name will help you for this purpose. Then we go on to the dua that has been linked to this name by Hazrat Fazl Rahim Sahib, and that is Rabbi Shrahli Sadri wa Yasirli Amri, meaning that, oh my Lord, open for me my chest, grant me self-confidence and contentment and boldness, and ease my task for me. This comes in Surah Taha. That this dua has now been linked, that once you have this type of, you know, feeling where your heart is dark, you need some kind of blessings and light to enter it, read this name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, and also try to read this dua alongside it as many times as you can. The reward of reading this dua is basically, when you read this, any type of distress, uneasiness within your heart. So for example, let's just say you're about to go for a job interview and you're feeling a bit uneasy, you can read this dua then. But if you feel as if something's not right in your life and that you need some light, you need some nur, you need some Allah's mercy upon you, then read this dua with the name Ya Rahmanu. Allah indeed is the most compassionate. Allah indeed is the most merciful as well, which you were coming to. And you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, our Lord, we believe, therefore forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best, the merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this in the Quran, that you know, we believe that Allah is the most merciful. We believe that Allah is the most compassionate. So we should turn to Allah and we should call upon Him with Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, you are the most compassionate. No one, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more compassionate, 70 times more compassionate than your mother. Imagine how compassionate you find your mother to be. 70 times more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate towards those human beings that He made, as in you and I. So if Allah is the most compassionate and He's more compassionate than your mother, that you can see her compassion. You love your mother because she's always been compassionate towards you. Imagine if you call upon Allah saying, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, how much will Allah be compassionate towards you? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn, to memorize the name Ya Rahmanu and call upon Allah with this name. Jazakumullahu khairan wa ahsanul jaza.